recently.
I will destroy them all.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of The Coordinates. And yes, huge apologies for the slight unexpected hiatus that we went on. So the kind of the situation we was in was that it was supposed to be Tyler's episode, and he was going to be doing the final episode of Lost Girls. I don't know if I've already explained this. I can't remember how long ago it was that we did an episode. But then, unfortunately, Tyler's little boy got really sick. And, you know, I'm not talking about colds and stuff. I'm talking about he got quite sick. So to the point where he had to stay in hospital for, I think, the best part of a month, really. Obviously, there was a lot of stress around that, and there's been a lot of adjustments and getting back to recovery. I didn't really want to come on here and explain and have to talk about, you know, something very personal that Tyler's going through, because it's not, you know, it's not the same coming from me. But just so you're all aware, his little boy has come through really well out the other end of this and looks like he's going to make a full recovery. It's quite a rare, unusual thing that happened to him, you know, just one of those things in the world. Children will sometimes just pick up the rarest of diseases and get sick. But yeah, he's absolutely fine now. But again, I'm not going to explain it very well. I'll let Tyler do that next time he gets a chance to do an episode. He said yesterday he was going to do an episode, and then he got interrupted 5 minutes into it, and that's it. It didn't happen. So soon, I promise you soon, you'll get that episode from Tyler on the Mikasa episode. But I wanted to come back today because, a big event has happened in the anime world that everyone's really excited about, which is the beginning of Chainsaw Man. And I was quite hyped about this. A couple of people posted it in the Discord, and I was just like, yeah, I'm down for this. And so I'm going to talk to you today about episode one of Chainsaw Man. Yes! We're back, people! Now, episode two did come out yesterday, I think, or 2 days ago, or something like that. I'm going to try and keep up with this weekly and see if we enjoy it, you know? If we are enjoying it, I may keep it going. You know, I know we were kind of jumping in and out of enemies to see what we like. But, I really, really enjoyed the first episode of this. So I think it's definitely worth us talking about it and maybe moving along with it for a little bit, yeah? We're going to become a Chainsaw Man podcast for a little bit. Kind of meets the MO of, you know, big things being disgusting and thingy. Yeah, anyway. So we start the episode and we meet our main protagonist, Denji, who is a teenager and he lives his life as a devil hunter. But not only as a devil hunter, he has got a pet devil. Oh my god, Poochie, whatever his name is so freaking cute. Now, we establish Denji's in a lot of debt straight away. That's what it does. It's like, hey, Denji, he's sold his eye for some reason, and he's sold other parts of his body, including his kidneys and things like that, in order to make some money to pay back debt. And then later on in the episode, we find out that actually a lot of that debt belonged to his dad and has kind of been passed down to him, which, yeah, is that a thing? I don't know. But we get the opening credits, and so we meet Poochie straight away. Poochie is so cute. It kind of just looks like a Pokemon, and someone's just put a chainsaw coming out of its nose. What Pokemon is it? I can't think of it. Yeah, but Poochie is super, super cute. And then we get the opening credits. And I've got a feeling this anime may get a little pervy, you know? Something Attack on Titan managed to avoid quite a lot, to be honest with you. Because, yeah, it just avoided a lot of that perviness. There wasn't a lot of that stuff in there. But yeah, we start off with Denji using Poochie as a giant chainsaw to kill a tomato devil, which seems ridiculous, but yep, that's what he does. And then we get the guy who's like, yep, that mark was worth 400,000 yen or whatever it is. And he's like, but then you get this and you get these costs come off and so on and so on. And he's made 70,000. So it's just like, and he can barely afford to eat off of this. So he just gets some bread. And dreams of like one day having the money to buy some jam to put on it. So that, oh no, sorry. He has 1,800 yen left. Sorry, 70,000? That was nothing. So, yeah, he could barely afford anything, like bread and all that sort of stuff. And so he gives some of it to Poochie. He dreams of the day he can put some jam on his bread. Which, yeah, fair enough. But we get a lot of, like, character establishments with him. Like, there's even the driver of the guy who does all of the... who drives the guy around who Denji's in debt to... gives him $100 to swallow a cigarette, and Denji puts it in his mouth. You know, you don't actually see if he gets his money. I'm a bit like, does that arsehole just drive off? But then Denji just takes it out of his mouth. He just rested it on his tongue for a bit. But yeah, Denji is not in a good state. You know, he's got one eye, he's got an eye patch, and he's got this weird demon dog, and he's in a lot of trouble. Now, it's at this point in the show that we actually get the flashback to where Denji's dad died. And he's standing at his grave, and then these horrible loan sharks, whoever it is, who said that his dad owns the money, is now being passed down to Denji. And then they're going to kill him tomorrow, unless he can start making him money, or taking him to pieces. You know, being general, horrible loan sharky type people. That's what they're doing. And then he gets attacked by Poochie. You know, so we've got young Denji, young Poochie, but Poochie's got a few what looks like bullet holes in him, and sort of collapses. And so Denji decides... I'm going to help this little demon fucker with a fucking chainsaw coming out of his mouth. And it's like, bite me, come on, you drink blood, don't you? And that'll make you strong again. And so the little poochie thing gets up, sort of crawls over. I love the fact as well, the pooch has got like a little handle on its bottom, like a proper chainsaw handle. So its ears on top of its head make like a handle. And it's got one on its, so its tail on its backside makes a handle. So you can hold it like a proper chainsaw. I'm sorry, there's just, I never thought I would say that a sort of small puppy-looking dog with a chainsaw coming out of his nose was so cute. But it just is. It just is. It's so cute. So anyway, yeah. Poochie ends up drinking his blood. And then Denji kills another demon, takes it to his loan sharks and said, hire me as a devil hunter. Now, this is kind of the first kind of point where I'm switching off with this program. Now, I'm not going to be too critical, but... there are a lot of demon hunting animes out there. And I think, yeah, I mean, Japanese people in general must just believe in like this weird demon culture thing that goes on. And yeah, you know, it's a thing. Like we saw it in, Jinjutsu Kaisen? Yeah, that was devil hunting, wasn't it? There is, I think there's actually one called Devil Hunter or Vampire Hunter D or something. There's just loads of them. But anyway, you know, that's why I like to Attack on Titan. Complete fictional universe, gigantic humans eating people. So cool. But yeah, I think this is quite cool as well. Like, I've watched a few of those Demon Hunter ones and not got too far into them. I feel like I might get a bit further of Chainsaw Man. And then his loan shark friend, you know, while Denji's sitting there on his bed dreaming of jam, comes and picks him up in the car to take him to another mark. But maybe things aren't as they seem. No, it's pretty normal. He's just taking him to his mark. So they go into this old warehouse, and the guy's leading him in, and he's holding Poochie, and it's all a bit sus. You know, you instantly feel a bit uneasy about this, especially when the guy stops walking. And anyway, it kind of just turns out that he's the loan shark guy is actually a devil, or has now been taken over by a devil. And so they start to kill Denji. They stab him and stuff. And then I just completely lose the thing here, but the plot. But I think he made a deal with a devil to get demonic powers to help something, reasons, something, something, dark side. And then he's also got an army of... zombies, and they hate devil hunters despite the fact he employed a devil hunter. I'm not even sure if this was his boss or if it was like the demon dressing up as his boss. But Denji, who's been stabbed in the back, tries to run off with Poochie. He's been chased down by all these zombies, and it's all going very, very wrong. And then eventually they all track him down and start to eat him in the best sense of way. And they tear him limb to limb. And beat the smeg out of Poochie too. And then they throw them all into a dumpster. Okay? Now this is where it gets a bit messed up. So all this blood is dripping down into Poochie's mouth. Puccia? I would say Puccia. It might be Poccia. Puccia sounds better. Puccia. I'm going to stick with Puccia. Tyler, correct me. Or don't, you know. Make an episode. Come on. Get off your bum. I'll make an episode. But yeah, well, obviously, because he's been torn to pieces, Denji, his blood's dripping into Puccia's mouth, which sort of brings him into this weird dream state where he remembers feeding him, and then suddenly Puccia starts talking back. Because I think Denji says, if anything happens to me, you know, you can have my body. Something like that. Because he wants to make his dream come true of one day them having enough money to actually eat properly. And so Pucci, who's been regaining his strength, then starts to like reassemble Denji's body parts. It looks really cool. He got these like weird vines. And he like almost inserts himself into Denji's chest and then starts to absorb Denji. And then we go back into the flash. Then we get into a flash where they're sitting in the bin together and Puccia actually talks to him. It's really freaky. And he's just like, did you take my body? Like I said, like, I always love hearing you talk about your dreams, Denji. And it's really, really childlike, but it's just like, Denji's really shocked to see him talking. And it's just like, here's the deal. All right, I'll give you my heart. In exchange, I want you to show me your dream. So essentially, he's molding bodies with him. And yeah, Denji wakes up and he's got a big lever in his chest for like starting up a chainsaw.
Our bodies come in different shapes and sizes, so doesn't it make sense that our weight loss plans should too? That's the beauty of Noom. They build a personal plan that factors in dietary restrictions, medical issues, and other personal needs so your plan works for you. Noom doesn't restrict or shame when you want to treat yourself. Their flexible program focuses on progress instead of perfection. You don't have to give up carbs or anything. And with their daily lessons, you can learn something new about your food choices every day. After just a few days of using the app, I learned how to recognize cues for overeating and how to choose the right foods to feel full. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com. And check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold.
Just a little triangle, which was actually Pucci's. It was like on the bottom of Pucci's towel. So I know I said it earlier because I said the towel looked like a handle, but he actually has a towel above it. So the handle is like literally his bottom. And then the demon's really shocked to see that Denji's still alive after being sliced up to pieces. And he's just like, ah, get him, zombies. And they all start attacking him. They jump on top of him, start eating him into the ground. And he eventually pulls the lever and suddenly erupts out of these things. And he's grown chainsaws out of his hands and he's grown a big chainsaw out of his face. And he just looks absolutely insane. And he just looks, oh, it just looks so cool. Kind of like Spawn or Venom. Venom, yeah, with the big mouths. But he's kind of got this like almost like orange mechanical head with light up eyes where the engine's going, turning the thing around. And obviously, these zombie people have got no chance against the chainsaws, and neither has the demon thing. He like jumps on top of them, splices them in half, jumps over to the demon, starts slicing him down, grinding his head into his skull, the chainsaw bit going in. There's blood and guts flying everywhere. He takes out one of his eyes, then he takes out the other eye and just completely melds him and then takes out all the other zombies around. And it's just awesome. It is really, really fucking awesome. You know, he's doing proper like cool shit, like jumping on their heads and going over them. And it is great. Absolutely great. And then he just demolishes everything in the room until there's nothing left standing. And then we get the bit, you know, what's going to intrigue us into the next episode. I think they were demon hunters turn up, but this girl turns up. There's like, they say, oh, it looks like we're late. And there's all these dead bodies everywhere. And she can see him and he's still in chainsaw form. But she doesn't seem scared. And then she's like, you smell strange. You're not like a human or a devil. So you're almost like, you know, you're a mixture of both. And she's impressed by the fact that obviously he's melted this demon and all the other things around me. And then as he starts to fall backwards, he says, "Hug me." It's just like, what? Hug me? Fucking hug me? What? I thought that was really funny. And then, yeah, he just starts to, like, the chainsaw demon thing that he's turned into just melts away. And she seems pretty pleased with it. She's like, oh, yeah, he's human. And, yeah, she basically it seems like she's just going to take him on and let him join in the team, which is obviously part of his dream. You know, he said earlier on in the thing that he'd never been with a woman and probably never get the chance to even try because of the life that he leads. And she's just like, you know, you, my friend, have got two options. I can either kill you like a devil or I can keep you as a human. It's just like a pet. If I keep you, I'll make sure you're fed. He's just like, what? He's like, but like, what's for breakfast? She said, bread, butter, jam, salad, coffee. Salad? Fucking salad for breakfast? Damn it. And he's just like, oh yeah, I've only had plain bread for so long. And then the episode comes to an end. And yeah, it's absolutely great. Like I said, episode 2 is already up. I'm going to record an episode next week on that. Straight away, so I can catch up, and I'll try and keep up with the schedule. And if we like it, we'll keep going with it. If we don't like it, we'll drop it like it's some sort of titan trying to eat Eren's mum. God, I'm a sick bastard. Anyway, guys, yeah, hopefully you'll hear from Tyler soon, and he can explain more about the situation that arose with his child. And yeah, I mean, we wish him well. You know, there's still some recovery to go on. They're adjusting back to being at home, really, after spending so long in hospital as a family. So yeah, everybody wish Tyler luck. You know, reach out to him on Discord if you want. You can contact us at coordinate. You can join us on the Discord. Links are in the show notes below. You can contact us on Twitter at coordinate pod. You can contact me at Metunica, MetunnicA. You can contact Tyler at Jack's Cat Cult. And yeah, you know, just give us some love, you know, coordinatepod@gmail.com if you want to send us an email. Any way you want to get hold of us, please, please do. And speaking of which, we did get an email, now that I actually think about it and remember it, because it's been so long that I've been a terrible, terrible host. In fact, we got one yesterday. Wow, look at that. So we got one from a person called Kaysen, who he's just discovered our pod as he's binging through and watching season 4 of Attack on Titan. And he's been waiting for the colossal editions of the manga to come out. He really enjoys our banter and constant mispronunciation. We don't mispronounce things here. We say it correctly, thank you very much. It's everyone else who says it wrong. And he enjoys the banter. I hope he enjoys the banter that we somehow manage to get going, you know, across episodes when we're not actually talking to each other. But he says, if you're still taking a quest, so you'd like to suggest Vinland Saga. Okay, the manga's still going strong. No one has suggested that yet. So I'll slide that into our list, and yeah, I'll see if we can watch a couple of episodes on it, and we'll get a small review out for it. So thank you very much. He says, the best part is that it has plenty of Scandinavian names for us all to butcher. Oh, yes! Oh, yes! Oh! I'll have a great time butchering those motherfuckers. Thank you, Kaysen. Thank you, Kaysen, indeed. And then we also got an email from someone called Master Crofts the Bull, who, thankfully, Tyler, being an organised person, did actually respond to, because we got this one a little while ago. This was back in August. So thank you for waiting, Master Crofts the Bull. Please, people. I mean, I know I can't talk because my online name's Metunica, but if you actually read the word, it's like Metunica. So, you know, I know I can't talk about people having strange names, but come on, you know I struggle with this stuff. Come on. And he did again. They say, hi, we absolutely love the podcast. You guys are awesome and you have really awesome chemistry. Yeah, I failed chemistry. I have a few questions for you all from the current season. Since Annie, Bertrol, Reiner have an unfair advantage in the cadet program, already having current season, already having more advanced miniature training, who do you think would have been top 10 if they were disqualified? Well, everyone else. They didn't really mention half the other characters. The only people they talked about were the top 10, so I don't know who to think of outside that. I'll see what Tyler said in a second. And he said, why do you think Titan the 8th Aryan in Trost didn't inherit the attack Titan found. Ah, because he didn't get the spinal fluid. He ate him whole. So if he'd have digested him a little bit, he would have eventually got the spinal fluid and then become the attack founding Titan. But he did not, because Eren burst his way out to save Armin's ass. God, look at me remembering things from season one. Check me out. Did you ever find it odd that we never saw the armor of female Titan change shifters? I never really thought about it. And bonus question. Do you think Moose Knuckle will ever receive a Titan? Who is Moose Knuckle? that was Mikasa, wasn't it? Yeah, Mikasa was Moose Knuckle. No, I don't think Mikasa will do it this time. She's got weird blood, I think. I can't remember. I need to do research for the next season comes out. And then Tyler says, hey, sorry for getting back to you so late. You know, brain's been all out of whack. Been doing this. And he says, I'm going to have to think about question one and get back to you. I believe number two is fairly true. Oh, yeah, because he didn't chew him. But yeah, we didn't really have one for Thing. But yeah, we think, and he says as well for the bonus question, Tyler says, I can't remember where it came up in the story, but Anchormans can't become Titans. So yeah, I think they don't have the right blood for it. Question three, he's got an interesting one. No, not really. It's more strange how many times we see the Jaw Titan get passed around. Seems like a cursed Titan. It would have been cool to see their predecessors, though. But at least with the armor, we see Gabby and Falco competing to have the opportunity to take its power next. I do wish we could see what happens if a man gets the female Titan. That is a great question, Tyler. I assume his Titan would still be female appearing, which could have an interesting reveal. Had Reiner been the female Titan and in the armor. Yeah, female Titan is just a dumb, 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 dumb name. It should just be called, like, badass hit you in the face Titan. No, something like that. I'm good with names. Yeah, follow my naming conventions. Yeah. So poor old Moose Knuckle ain't going to become a Titan anytime soon. So yes, that was question time. Question time with Bill. I'm doing, you know, it may be a long time since the last episode, but we're still here. I'm doing a much better job than Liz Truss. So, you know, that's a good thing. Stop tanking our economy, Conservative Party. Please stop tanking the economy. I need to pay my mortgage next month. Jesus Christ. Anyway, guys. Yep, I've already done all the outro bits, so... lots of love. Welcome back to the show. Welcome back to the new Chainsaw Man show until the new season of Attack on Titan comes back out. And yeah, and I'll look to get up, do some other anime reviews in the meantime. But thank you all for listening. We love you all. Big love to Tyler and his family and his little boy. And wish them all a speedy recovery. Love you all. Don't get eaten. Except by Moose Knuckle. She can eat me all she wants. Ooh, yeah.